USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to unveil a series of executive actions on gun control Thursday following a recent uptick in shootings.
I don't have anything to preview. I can convey that I expect the president will have more to say tomorrow.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking to reporters today. The actions will reportedly focus on tightening restrictions around ghost guns, which are homemade firearms that lack commercial serial numbers and could be obtained without a background check. Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a two-day trip to the Texas border. California Congressman Tom McClintock says the numbers are overwhelming.
There were 100,000 total encounters with the Border Patrol in February. Folks, that is the population of the entire city of South Bend, Indiana.
The Dow gaining 16 points on Wednesday to close at 33,446. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Biden looking into forgiving student loan debt.
President Biden has asked the U.S. Department of Education to conduct a legal review of the president's authority to cancel student loan debt. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona is expected to send a legal review to the president within weeks. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Biden will make a decision at that time. Financial folks said it's not a question of understanding the complexities of the issue, but the ability to interpret the law. During the Trump administration, the Education Department talked about wide-scale student loan forgiveness also. The Department of Education at that time issued a legal memo that determined the president does not have the unilateral authority. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Severe weather is hitting parts of the country. There have already been tornado warnings for parts of western Arkansas and central Missouri. Meantime, a tornado watch is in effect for parts of east Texas, northern Louisiana, and most of Arkansas until 8 p.m. Central Time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC releasing new guidelines.
The CDC has updated its guidelines on disinfecting household surfaces, saying that cleaning with soap and water is enough to keep COVID from spreading in the home. The agency clarified that disinfectants should still be used in indoor settings where there has been a case of the virus in the last 24 hours. Dr. Ashish Jha says it's about time the CDC finally updated its recommendations on this matter. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that it's been clear for months that the coronavirus is spread through the air.
And this is why I think clear public health messaging in this pandemic has been so important, and it has not been there. I would say, the first couple of months, confusing. By April, May last year, it was very clear this is airborne. Masks are really important. Good ventilation is important. Outside is better than inside. Surface is not a big deal. I've been repeating that message for close to a year. I think a lot of public health people have. It has been frustrating that hasn't always come out consistently from our federal officials.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Meraki.
A new Utah law requires fathers to pay half of the mother's cost of pregnancy, making Utah the first state to mandate prenatal child support from the father. Gene Hill of the Archdiocese of Salt Lake City's Office of Life, Justice, and Peace said, in our view, the law is a positive pro-life measure to help women who want to keep their baby but feel overwhelmed by the costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.